I live a stimulated life. New ideas, new relationships, new experiences. I see all the possibilities, and I am full of joie de vivre. My mind lives in the future, creating new plans. I love new. Where's the next adventure? What's the next new hot restaurant? I don't like to feel bored, and I need to keep all my options open. I am optimistic, creative, inspired, and inspiring, and I'm always busy. I'm an enthusiastic visionary. I always reframe things into the positive. I mean, why be in pain if you can avoid it? When I am lost in my beliefs about myself and am in the midst of my double bind, I just can't cope with pain, mine or anybody else's. I avoid it, and I try to shut it down. It's too much for me. Rose-colored glasses for me, please. Life is too short. I don't want to feel deprived. It might be permanent. Better grab all that I can. But it's never enough. I don't appear afraid, but I am. I'm afraid that I am not capable of going deep, that I am lacking something, some ability to deal with things as they are, that I'll be inept or clumsy with heavy things. I always have the best ideas, and it's true, I can be judgmental of others and sometimes act condescending. I have to watch out for number one, because no one else will watch out for me. This moment is everything, because, you know, it can be gone in a minute. And I know I can become obsessed with stuffing my life with adventures and happiness. I spend so much time looking for what's next that I never really experience any of what's right now. But in my purity, wholeness, and essence, I accept others in their grief and pain and can hold space for them through those times without preference. I can hold my own sadness and loss with compassion. I am at one with the darkness and the light. I already have enough in this moment. I am the embodiment of true abundance, fullness. I am whole in stillness.